And now this is a dictation for Mary, M-A-R-Y, Moomy, M-O-O-M-E-Y, December 29, 1955. We're going to address as a letter to Nikki, N-I-K-K-I, Preston, P as in Paul, R-E-S, T as in today, O-N, N-P, 4639360. Dear Nikki, follow up Mrs. Moomy, who has chronic kidney disease, probably associated to cardiorenal syndrome, last visit November. Remains on oxygen 24 hours, 3 liters, no hospital admission. Aldactone was causing diarrhea, presently on EPLE, E-P-L-E, Renon. Follows with congestive heart failure clinic, way down from 210 to 192. Doing salt restriction, denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, or urinary symptoms, has chronic orthopnea, sleeps in a recliner, weakness, decreased mobility but no falls, other review system negative, medication list review. I will highlight the valsartan, the eplerenone, Lasix, Farxiga, beta blockers, anticoagulated with Eliquis, aspirin, cholesterol binders. Next paragraph. Blood pressure 97 over 60, chronically ill, bilateral JBD, distant breast sounds, no localized RALS, no pleural effusion, no pericardial wrap, obesity of the abdomen, no ascites, 2+ edema bilateral, obesity. Next paragraph, chemistries, May, creatinine 1.36 for a GFR 42. This is the new steady state since December 2025. There is anemia, elevated bicarbonate, low sodium, normal potassium, calcium, albumin, phosphorus. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3B. New steady state, no indication for dialysis, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Has respiratory failure on oxygen 24 hours. Anemia has not required EPO treatment. Tolerating aldosterone blocker eplerenone. Presently normal potassium. Elevated bicarbonate probably from respiratory failure. PCO2 compensation as well as high dose of diuretics. Tolerating ARB valsartan. No need for phosphorus binders. No need for bicarbonate replacement. Tolerating Farxiga without urinary symptoms. Continue chemistry on a regular basis. All questions discussed at length. End of dictation.